Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Apostle E.J. Melvin coming to you from the studios at Way of Glory. We are bringing to you this morning prayers for the healing of physical diseases, especially the disease of cancer this morning. We want to take this time out to, first of all, acknowledge our Father and our God, that He is God, and beside Him there is no other. To let Him know this morning that we are trusting Him. We are leaning not to our own understanding, but we are leaning on our Father and our God. We are leaning on His Word this morning. This is a great day to be alive in the kingdom of God. Thank you, Father, that you have made us to be kings and priests in the earth, and you have made us to be children of the Most High God. We are citizens of the kingdom and heirs through to the throne. This is a marvelous day in the kingdom of God. We've come today to let you know that the kingdom of heaven is right here in our midst. We preach the gospel of the kingdom just as Jesus himself proclaimed that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And when he sent out his disciples, he told them to go preaching. The kingdom of God is in your midst. And so this is my declaration this morning. This is my proclamation this morning. This is the word that we preach, that the kingdom of heaven is indeed in our midst. And with the kingdom of heaven being in our midst, all that is of heaven belongs to us in the earth. We are the children, I say, of the Most High God, who is the King of kings and Lord of lords. He is over all. He is in all. And we are his children and created in his likeness and in his image. Praise the Lord this morning. I want to just kind of take it a little bit slower this morning to let you get acclimated to the word of the Lord this morning. The Bible tells us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. When we look into the word of God, we discover that healing is appropriated by faith, that we can accept and receive healing simply by believing the word that God has spoken. We know that before Jesus went to Calvary's cross, they whipped him with a cat of nine tails. And the scripture tells us that it is with his stripes, because he was beaten, that we were healed. And so I want you to just meditate on that one thing, that one word from the Lord today, that because Jesus was whipped, we are healed by those stripes. His body was bruised for our iniquity. And so this morning, I need you to get the revelation that you are already healed. Your healing is already in place. Your healing has already been purchased. Your healing has already been delivered into the realm of the earth. And all you're going to need to do today, child of God, is to say, yes, Lord, I believe that I receive. I believe that my body is whole. I believe that my body is well. I believe that sickness has to go because of the stripes of Jesus. Throughout his ministry, we will find Jesus, yes, preaching and proclaiming the kingdom of heaven is in your midst. And after he preached that, he would then demonstrate what the kingdom of heaven provides. Glory to God. The Bible says that he healed the lepers. Amen. Leprosy was a disease that caused body parts to fall off. And so when he healed the lepers and made them whole, that means that body parts that had rotted off actually grew back. Thank you, Father God. When he healed the blind man and sent him to the pool of Siloam to wash his eyes after he put mud on his eyes. The word of God says that his eyes were open. This man had been blind since birth. But Jesus demonstrated the kingdom of heaven and healed his blindness, so much so that the Pharisees were upset. The power of God will always upset religious institutions and religious regulations and stipulations, as well as manipulations. The power of God will move tradition and false teaching. And so we desire today that you would experience the power of God, the power of the kingdom of God in our midst today. We are releasing the word of healing over the airways today, into the atmosphere, over the internet, casting it on the ethers, that it shall be carried from coast to coast, from nation to nation. We are releasing the word that by his stripes we were healed. And we take authority over any sickness or infirmity today, that it must bow its knee. As we pray this morning in the name of Jesus, we come with the divine power of attorney to stand in Jesus' stead and declare to the sick, you are healed. And because this month has been set aside to be aware of cancer, as if we were not aware of it already, we have decided here in the studio that we shall make cancer aware of the name of Jesus. We will proclaim the good news that there is healing in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to destroy sickness and disease. There is power in the name of Jesus to cast out devils. There is power in the name of Jesus to raise the dead if need be. There is power in the name of Jesus. The word of God lets us know, Philippians 2:9, therefore God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all other names. There is no name higher than the name of Jesus. Cancer is the name of a disease, and today that name bows to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the words of Prophetess Colette Williams from Zimbabwe, Africa, when power meets power, the lesser power must bow. And we know that our God is the highest power. He is the Most High God. He is the creator of the ends of the earth. He is the creator of the universe. The word of God lets us know that he stretched out heavens like a curtain and then made earth his footstool. He is the great I am. He is the first, the last. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. There is no other God like him. There is none to compare to him. He is the one true God. And we glorify his name this morning as we come to you from the Waves of Glory studio today. I want to read this scripture, 3 John 2, which says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou wouldst prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. This is a word coming from the Apostle John, who in the Gospels is named as the Apostle whom Jesus loved. And when you read his version and his account and recording of the life and times of Jesus, you will find that John focuses on the love of God more than any of the apostles or those recording the gospel. And here he is, the one who leaned on Jesus' breast. Here he is, the one who was exiled to the Isle of Patmos. Here he is, the one who was given the divine revelation of the coming of the Lord. He is saying to us, he is speaking a word to the body of Christ. He is saying, I wish above all, in other words, this is a blessing being prayed over the church. Above all, this is what I want you to understand today, that above all things, God desires that you would prosper and be in health. Amen. Say that again, in health, even as your soul prospers. So God wants you to be in health. He wanted it so badly that he allowed his son Jesus to be brutalized on Calvary's cross, prior to Calvary's cross, let me say, with the whipping of 39 stripes with a cat of nine tails. I'm telling you, God has already prepared the way for your sickness to be removed. Even anything that the enemy will attack your body with, God says, I've got that covered. In the name that is above every name, glory be to God. Jeremiah 30, verse 17 says, but I will restore you to and heal your wounds, declares the Lord, because you are called an outcast of Zion, for whom no one cares. Let me tell you, beloved, God cares for you. No matter what anybody else says or does or thinks, God cares about you. He cares about your healing. He does not wish you to be sick. He is not trying to teach you a lesson through suffering sickness. The lesson has already been learned, and that is that with his stripes you were healed. Jesus already paid the price for your healing. And I pray today that you will get a revelation of the knowledge of God, that he is a God who desires your wholeness and your wellness. As we speak today, Jeremiah 33:6 reads, nevertheless, I will bring health and healing to it. I will heal my people and will let them enjoy abundant peace and security. This is the God that we love. This is the God who is our Father. This is the God who so loved the whole world that he sent his only begotten Son into the world to be crucified, to die, to go down into the bowels of hell, to set the captive free, to be resurrected, to go back to heaven, to release the Holy Spirit, to empower his children to be witnesses in the earth, to empower us to do the greater works that he promised that we would do, even the works he did and greater. Therefore, we come today declaring the works of Jesus to be moved, to be activated, to be shown, to be demonstrated, to be manifested today as we come to you in his name, not in our own name, not in our own power, not even in our own righteousness, but in the righteousness of God, the man Christ Jesus. We are his ambassador to you today, saying, be reconciled unto God. Dear child of God today, if you are sick in your body today, I'm here to let you know that healing is the children's bread. Jesus made it clear to the Syrophoenician woman when she came, asking that her daughter be delivered from demonic forces. And Jesus declared, healing is the children's bread. This is a revelation now. If you are have someone in your family possessed by demons, Jesus called it healing. To cast out demons likewise is healing. To cast out the spirit of infirmity is healing today in the name of Jesus. So today, as we make cancer aware that our God reigns, our God is still God, he is still reigning over all the earth is still the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and he is still still given us dominion over it. We speak to cancer today, and anyone who is affected by it, who hears this voice today, know that cancer has been conquered, cancer has been eradicated, cancer has been removed, and healing has been restored by the stripes of Jesus. And so I pray today, as we begin right now, to pray first of all for those who are the children of the Most High God. It is not right that your body would be racked with a cancerous infection, because your Jesus, your Savior, your Redeemer has already paid the price for you to be well, whole, set free from every yoke of bondage. So, Father, I come to you today. I bless you because you are God and beside you there is no other. I magnify your name as I come into your presence. I come, Lord God, with high praises and blessings. I come with a grateful heart, a heart of thanksgiving, because you are good and your mercy endures to all generations. And your word says, oh, that men would give thanks unto you for your goodness and for your marvelous acts to the children of men. So I stand in the gap today for my brothers, my sisters in Christ, and I give thanks unto you, hallelujah, for your goodness, how good you are and how faithful you are. You are always with us and you are always for us. You always favor us, O God. And if you be for us, you are more than the world against us. And so I come, Lord, with a heart of thanksgiving and a heart of gratitude for that which you have already done. I come with a grateful heart for that which you are prepared to do, which has been already set in motion, which has been established in the heavens. Your word lets us know that your perfect word is forever already established in the heavens. And the word to us today concerning healing is established, is set, it's settled, it's firm, it will not change. Hallelujah, glory to God. I thank you, Father, that your word is unchanging, infallible, unmovable, immutable. I thank you, God, that you have left in the earth many testimonies, infallible proofs that your word is true. And so, God, we thank you today that you are still God, the same yesterday, today, and forever. The diseases that you healed yesterday, you healed today, and you will heal them tomorrow. So we call cancer to the forefront now, and we speak to that cancer in our sister, our brother, in the child, oh God, that it go in Jesus' name. You have no place here. You have no right here. We declare and decree that this body is healed by the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we release healing, God. You said whatever we loose on the earth will be loosed in heaven. Now we loose virtue in Jesus' name into it, this body that will hear this prayer this morning. We loose the virtuous body of Christ, the healing of Jesus right now, that will flow through the sound of my voice, will flow into that body speaking to cancer. I command you to go in the name of Jesus. I command the body to be made well. I command it to be whole. I speak to every bone that has been deteriorated by cancer and command you to be restored. Ikosha, in the name of Jesus, let a miraculous healing and restoration come forth. I pray right now for livers and breast, oh God, for backbones, in the name of Jesus, be healed, be restored, be made whole, be loose from your infirmity, in the name of Jesus, I declare. Thank you, Father. Thank you right now. Thank you for lungs being made whole, fresh, new lungs coming into manifestation in the name of Jesus. Throat cancers be healed. Dry up right now. Tumors drop off in the name of Jesus. Brain tumors begin to shrink. In Jesus' name, I command you to go. The blood of Jesus prevails, has already provided wholeness and wellness. We
cast out the spirit of infirmity from every person who hears this word. We cast you out in the name of Jesus, whose name is higher than any other name. We thank you right now, God, that pancreatic cancers are being healed today. Glory to your name. Be glorified in the healing, God. In the cancer wards, let there be remission. Let the doctors be astonished. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Intestinal cancer, be healed. Loose your hold on that body. Glory to God. In Jesus' name, I cast you out, and I loose virtuous healing power to flow from the throne today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Father, do it in Jesus' name, that your name may be glorified, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Stretch forth your hand to heal intestinal cancer, stomach cancer, oh, pancreatic cancer, breast cancer, in Jesus' name, lung cancer, liver cancer, in the name of Jesus, bone cancer, blood cancer, in Jesus' name, we call you out, we command you to go, we command you to go, we command you to go. Woman, thou art loosed, man, be free, child, be delivered, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we just bless the people of God here. We bless the people of God everywhere. We bless the people of God that we will begin to exhibit good health, divine health, not just divine healing, but that we would operate in divine health in the name of Jesus. This is your desire, O God, that we would prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. I thank you for that today. Now, Father, I just come before you for those other illnesses. Illnesses, O God, of the mind, mental health. Father God, in the name of Jesus, your word lets us know that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. I pray right now that sound mind would be restored to the body of Christ, to the people of God, those who are hiding in the shadows and are not even able to admit that they're feeling health. Sick mentally. Father God, in the name of Jesus, remove the stigma. In Jesus' name, I come against the spirit of depression, the spirit of heaviness, it's called in Isaiah. The spirit of heaviness, I command you to loose your hold on the child of God today, and I give and release unto you the garment of for that spirit of heaviness. In the name of Jesus, I come against an oppressive spirit. Oh God, unnatural sorrow and sadness. I command you to loose that person in Jesus' name, and I release unto them the oil of joy. Right now, by the Spirit of God and in the name of Jesus, I pour over them the oil of joy. For mourning, for those who are mourning today, who are overmuch sad, who have been grieving for a long period of time and have not yet been able to release the sorrow, I command that sorrow to go now, and I loose unto you the oil of joy. To God be the glory this morning, that the sorrow be broken off of your life in Jesus' name. I thank you this morning, God, that you give beauty for ashes. I pray right now for the one whose life has been shattered, whose dreams have been shattered, whose hopes and aspirations, expectations have been shattered in the name of Jesus. And it may look like that there's no comeback from what you've been through, but I declare to you this morning, I release unto you beauty for ashes, that your beauty will rise out of the things that have been torn, out of the things that have been destroyed, out of the hopes that have been dashed. I command beauty to begin to rise up out of those ashes now, that the glimmer of hope will be seen today, and you will be on a set path to the destination that God himself has ordained, for he has plans for you to give you a hope and to give you a future, to bless you and not to harm you, to prosper you and not to harm you. And so in the name of Jesus, I call you up out of despair right now to the glory of God, be healed from your infirmity in the mind. Father, I pray right now for the brokenhearted, that one whose hopes and dreams have been broken, that one who's been disappointed, the one who's been lied to, the one whose trust have been betrayed. I lift them up before you, Hadesha, in the name of Jesus, and I speak healing to the broken heart, the anointing in my life, mend that broken heart today. I speak to that inner man. I speak to that heart. You will not despair. You will not stay in disappointment, but you will rise up, and you will rise up today. You will rise up in healing in Jesus' name. Your heart made new, made fresh, made whole. I come against any hardening of the heart right now. And in the name of Jesus, Father, I ask you to take out that heart of stone and give them once again a heart of flesh. Enable them to love once again. Enable them to laugh once again. Enable them to live life to the fullest once again. In Jesus' name, may they lift up the head which hangs down. Strengthen the feeble knees. Let the joy of the Lord be their strength today. This is my prayer. And Father, I pray and lift up the poor today. Hey, glory to God. For the good news of the kingdom is that you don't have to be poor, that there is provision in our God. His name is Jehovah Jireh. Father God, I pray today for the poor among us, and give us the opportunity to help, Lord. Not only just to give a hand out, but to give a hand up. In the name of Jesus, I pray right now that there heart would be strengthened, their mind would be renewed, their hope will be refreshed. And then, Lord God, as they kneel before you, they will get from you an inspiration and an idea, an intervention and an invention, God, in the name of Jesus. For your God, your word says that when we get wisdom, that wisdom brings with it knowledge of witty invention. So I'm praying now for that one who is without a job, that one who is having trouble making ends meet. Maybe you have a job and it's still not enough money coming in. I declare in the name of Jesus that you will prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. I declare to you today that God will give you knowledge of witty inventions, that he will give you an idea. He will give you a business plan, a business idea, that you will increase even as he did for the widow whose sons had been slated for the creditor to come and cast them into debtor's prison. But God showed up through the prophet, glory be to God, and gave her an idea, and that idea multiplied. And then he said, take the oil, glory be to God, hallelujah, and go sell and pay your debt and live on the rest, you and your sons. I'm telling you this morning, I speak to the one who is broken and downtrodden because you seems that your finances are not coming together, but I release unto you today knowledge of witty inventions. I release unto you an anointing to succeed today. In Jesus' name, I declare you will rise up, even if you have to bake cookies or sell sandwiches or whatever you have to do. But rise up now in the name of Jesus, for the Creator is in you, and greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. I break the back of lack in your life today, for God said through the servant David that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, I will never lack. And I speak this word over you who are living in lack today, that you will rise up and believe the word of God, that you shall not lack, for the Lord is your shepherd, and he provides for you, he leads you, he guides you, he provides, he shows you the way. And I thank you right now, Father God, that even now an idea is coming to the heart and to the mind of that person, and I pray that no hindrances will keep them from moving forward, but they will stand up and act in faith. For God, you reward the faith that is active. Faith without works is dead, and so I want you to get up and begin to move on that idea that God has given you. You've been sitting on that idea for years and still complaining that you're in lack, but God has already provided. Now it's up to you to get up and to move out in the thing that he has shown you.
Father, I thank you right now that faith is being stirred in the hearts of your people, that we will arise and conquer. We will arise and exercise dominion. We will arise and manifest our authority over circumstance today. To God be all the glory. Hallelujah. You have empowered us for victory on every side. I thank you today, God. I bless your holy name. What an awesome God we serve. Abba, Father, you are our daddy, God. You are our daddy, and we are grateful to you today that you have made a way where there seems to be no way. We give you all of the praise, and we give you all of the glory. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in today. Thank you. Thank you for taking hold of these prayers, mixing the word with faith. Thank you for believing God, for he is the God of miracles. This has been Apostle EJ, and I want you to go through the week. I want you to go through the rest of this week with your heart and your mind fixed on the word of the Lord. Mix that word with faith. Believe God. That's all you have to do. Jesus said, only believe. Believe God and see the salvation of the Lord in your body, your physical body, in your finances, in your ministries. Those of you who are called to ministry, just believe God today and see the salvation of the Lord. We bless you as you go. In Jesus' name, amen.